For KBIA News, I'm George Varney. An MU researcher is receiving funding from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Dr. Lee Tenku-Lepper, who worked for the School of Social Work, received a grant from the CDC for more than $1 million aimed at enhancing prevention efforts against fetal alcohol syndrome. The grant will go towards training people in identifying fetal alcohol syndrome with different trainings for professionals in different areas. She will also work with women to help them feel more comfortable asking the question about alcohol use during pregnancy. Dr. Lepper says getting national exposure is the key to better training.
This time with this new grant, the Practice Implementation Center, we've partnered with national organizations to help us improve the strength of our training and to get a national presence.
Dr. Lepper received grants from the CDC in the past, and her total funding from the group now exceeds $2 million. Same-sex marriage advocates hope Missouri will stop fighting the unions after the Supreme Court cleared the way for their expansion. An order issued today turned away appeals from five states seeking to prohibit gay and lesbian marriages, effectively making gay marriage legal in 30 states. Although Missouri isn't among those states, it has been moving in that direction. On Friday, a circuit judge ordered the state to recognize same-sex marriages legally performed in other states. Two pending Missouri cases focus on the legality of issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Protests continue in Ferguson, but for the third straight night, there were no arrests. The Missouri State Highway Patrol said today that the success of the past weekend is due to the efforts of the Unified Command, discretion by officers, and by people who protested in a lawful manner. The quiet weekend was in contrast to Thursday night, when 13 people were arrested outside of Ferguson Police Headquarters, prompting complaints of police overreach by clergy leaders and the American Civil Liberties Union. Protests and unrest have been common in Ferguson since August 9th, when 18-year-old Michael Brown was shot and killed by a Ferguson police officer. A conservative group is targeting Missouri Governor Jay Nixon with new ads in support of a ballot measure limiting the governor's budget balancing powers. The Missouri Club for Growth says it began airing TV ads today in support of proposed Constitutional Amendment 10 on the November ballot. The proposal would allow legislators to reverse a governor's decision to freeze or slow the rate of spending for items in the state budget. It would also limit the governor's ability to assume new revenue from policy proposals when making budget recommendations. A Nixon spokesman says the governor opposes the amendment because it could weaken safeguards against overspending. The new ads accuse Nixon of, quote, playing political games with budget cuts. The Club for Growth declined to reveal the funding source for the ads. According to the group's quarterly reports to the Missouri Ethics Commission, billionaire Rex Sinkfeld has donated over $1.5 million since 2010. A Columbia City Council member wants the council to table an ordinance that would relax the city's marijuana laws after she pared back the number of plants seriously ill residents could grow without facing penalties. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports 6th Ward Councilwoman Barbara Hoppe wants the bill tabled because another council member won't be at the meeting tonight, and she wants the city's law department to have more time to review the changes. Football fans can expect technology improvements at Faurot Field this season, enhancing the overall mobile experience. The vice president and general manager of AT&T's Greater Midwest region, Nancy Garvey, says 150 antennas were added to the stadium. The upgraded distributed antenna system, known as DAS, improved data traffic 150% from the previous season.
We made some significant advancements in the off-season, where we actually doubled capacity in the stadium this year. We also have a very similar system that is already up and operational as well in Mizzou Arena, so we'll be ready for basketball season when it starts.
DAS is a unique wireless solution for heavily trafficked areas and venues. The additional antennas improve the mobile internet experience by shortening the distances a request must travel. For KBIA News, I'm George Varney.